This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A group of Western leaders were in Kyiv Saturday to join Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in a show of solidarity with Ukraine on the second anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion, which has cost tens of thousands of lives in the country. The leaders included European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni of Italy, Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Among their first stops was the Hostomel Airport, where on February 24, 2022, it was the scene of the first battle of Russia's invasion and the biggest conflict in Europe since the Second World War. Speaking to the press alongside President Zelensky, Italian Prime Minister Meloni thanked Ukrainians for their courage on that day.
Because here the Ukrainians defended what they loved, and in so doing, they also defended us. They fought to give us the chance to be here today to say that this land is a piece of our home and that we will do our part to defend it.
Also Saturday, Ukrainian President Zelensky signed a bilateral security agreement with both Italian Prime Minister Meloni and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Brazil's president Saturday has accused Israel of committing genocide in Gaza, comparing the military's offensive there to the Nazi Holocaust. Associated Press correspondent Rica Ann Garcia reports.
President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva wrote on his social media that he refuses to compromise his dignity for falsehood. In response to President Lula's remarks, Israel labeled him as persona non grata and called in Brazil's ambassador for an apology. Meanwhile, in central Gaza, grieving residents mourn the loss of their loved ones following a recent Israeli airstrike. Gaza's health ministry reports that the death toll doesn't separate civilians from combatants, but notes that two-thirds of those killed were women and children. I'm Rica Ann Garcia.
This is VOA News. Heads of state from across West Africa are meeting on Saturday to discuss the region's challenges and call again on three junta-led nations to rescind their decisions to quit the regional bloc. Top of the agenda at the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, Saturday is the ECOWAS Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, summit is being tested as member nations Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso are seeking to withdraw from the organization. All four have undergone coups in recent months. There's also the political crisis in the usually stable democracy of Senegal, where the supposedly outgoing President Macky Sall postponed elections scheduled for this month. In an opening statement, ECOWAS chief and Nigerian President Bola Tinubu challenged his fellow member nations to address these issues head-on.
Times like this, currently, we face in our sub-region demand that we take difficult but courageous decisions that put the plight of our people at the center of our deliberations.
The widow of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of mocking Christianity by trying to force Navalny's mother to agree to a secret funeral after his death in a penal colony. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Yulia Navalnaya said in a video released Saturday that Navalny's mother, who wants her son's body returned to her, is being literally tortured by authorities who had threatened to bury Navalny in the Arctic prison. Authorities suggested to his mother that she does not have much time to make a decision because the body is decomposing. Russians on social media say officials do not want to return Navalny's body to his family because they fear a public show of support for him. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump and Nikki Haley are facing off in the South Carolina's Republican primary Saturday, where Trump is looking to win his fourth straight primary in Haley's home state. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Republicans aren't supporting her. They don't like, and they don't like her policy. She's essentially a Democrat. I think she should probably switch parties.
Haley, the two-time former South Carolina governor, not just taking on Trump.
70% of Americans have said they don't want Donald Trump or Joe Biden. They are the two most disliked politicians in America.
In all but one primary since 1980, the South Carolina Republican winner going on to be the party's nominee, Haley vowing to carry on even if she loses. I'm Julie Walker.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.